also shout out to Rachel for giving us an idea for a future episode. We are still figuring out how we're going to make that work, but we do want to try at least something like it. So.
Yes. All
right. Should we just dive in?
Yeah.
Cool.
Let's do it.
First topic, Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
So I had a wholesome Thanksgiving. I went to my husband's aunt and uncle here in Harrisburg, had a lovely lunch, ate too much, went home, took a nap. And on Saturday, I went and I saw my family in Platt, 2 hours away for a few hours. It was very wholesome.
Love that for you.
You can't say the same.
No, I cannot. Okay, to be fair, when we were in Minnesota, it was wholesome until Friday.
What happened Friday?
Well, Friday, we always make a buttload of cookies.
How long does that take you to make that many cookies?
I think we start around 9:30 and we're done at like 6 by the time they're all baked.
And like, I saw the oven situation. You can bake a ton of cookies at once in there.
Yeah, but we all make doubles. Some of us make triple batches. So, there's a lot.
So many.
Yeah. Anyways, not wholesome for me, starting Friday. Friday, my sister-in-law's best friend was recording, looking at all the cookies that
Such
we baked.
A wholesome little video of cookies.
Until my husband chimes in and starts spouting off some random smutty book.
How did he just start randomly doing that, or?
Honestly, I'm not sure. We were just all sitting there talking, and then here comes Andy yelling about the books we all read.
Yeah, and not only did she catch this on video, she put it on TikTok, and what a response it got.
Yeah. About 450,000 views now.
I was going to say, have you looked at it recently?
We looked at it at dinner, and it was like 420.
Insanity. On like, how viral this thing has gone.
Yeah, it's insane.
And the comments are in love with your husband.
Yeah, and I love that for him.
I do, too.
Is he available? Can he read more?
I think my favorite was, does he do weddings? He might. He probably would. Yeah.
He does.
425,000 views and 77,500 likes.
For him, you know?
With 13,000 shares.
It's a lot. Oh gosh.
We'll link the TikTok.
Yeah.
We'll have
it'll be great.
I'll like stitch it on our TikTok account so that people can go watch it. Yeah. And now Andy's got a new TikTok to trend to start.
Yeah, and if you have recommendations for what he should read, either drop them below or go and find his Stitch.
Yes, and we can link that, too, on there as well. Because I just watch it, and it's so funny, because it's Andy, and it's just stupid shit Andy does.
All the time.
This is just her husband, constantly. So, like, I am also, like, when I'm reading, also, if you just have good smut books you want us to read, we both have Kindles. Let us know. Always down for a good recommendation. The last one I read was a bit much. I'm going to step back from that a little bit. Yikes. But I'm going to finish that series. And I'll actually start on the right book this time. So.
Okay. They're good books.
They are good books.
Yeah. So then Saturday, we leave Minnesota. We come back to South Dakota. To my dad's,
Shout out Dan and Stacy.
Yeah.
Damn it, Daniel.
And my brother and his wife were there, along with my stepbrother and his girlfriend, and my other brother. And we sat around, watched football, ate an early dinner, and played a lot of games and got super fucked up.
Me and Mike got there around 6:30, maybe, I want to say. I think we got back from Platt. As I pulled in the driveway, you're like, you guys want to come over? And I was like, yeah, why not? We haven't, like, because, like, when I say our Thanksgiving is wholesome, there's not a drop of alcohol at any of these Thanksgivings. Not one. I was like, yeah, I could use a drink. Like, absolutely. So I bring my two bottles of red wine over and haven't eaten in hours. And I was like, let's hop right in. Let's do this thing.
She had some catch up to play.
Oh, I did.
She caught up very quickly.
Very quickly.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't.
I slept in a toddler bed.
With two toddlers.
With two toddlers. I was in the middle. Waylon fell off the bed and hit his head.
Did he wake up?
Yes.
Oh, no. Poor Way.
Yeah. It was interesting. And then he scooted way over, like, under me. And I was like, can you move so I can lay down? And he goes, well, do you want me to fall off again? Like, well, no, but I want to lay down.
But, like, I would also like to sleep here. Thank you.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I would.
I threw up in your dad's bathroom.
Oh, you did?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It was not long after you went upstairs, and I was like, I have to pee. And then I was sitting on the toilet, and I was like, nope. And I threw up, went back out. I was like, are you good? Are you good? I was like, I just need some bread. So I housed 3 slices of ham and 2 Hawaiian rolls, a little bit turkey, and instantly went and threw up again.
That sucks.
Oh, it didn't end there. I come back out. I think they were playing Cards Against Humanity. Stacy was so sweet. Like, she went and she sat by me and she's like, she's rubbing my back. And she's like, you're okay. You're okay. I'm not okay. I'm so not okay.
Coming from Stacy, who had too much fun the night before, apparently.
And slept on the bathroom floor in a hoodie and 1 sock.
Yes.
And that was it.
Yeah.
So there was that. And then Mike is like, okay, she's got to go home. I have to get her home. So then, get me in the car.
Sweet little Mike.
Sweet, poor Mike. He was such a trooper that night. He's like, do you want Taco Bell? And I was like, I can't eat Taco Bell right now. But if you want to stop for Taco Bell, go for it. And he's like, I'm going to get you Taco Bell. I think you need it. I was like, okay. So we get to Taco Bell. I threw up 3 separate times in the drive-thru. Because obviously, it's Saturday night. There's a line. We get in line. I'm like, ah, shit. Open up the door. Vomit. We're at the speaker. I'm vomiting.
Oh, no.
We're at the window. I'm out the side of my car. Vomiting.
No.
I don't even know how I had this much to vomit. We get home. Puke outside. I go inside to the bathroom. I puke and I pass out on the bathroom floor. I easily could have stayed there all night. And then Mike was like, what? You should lay in bed. And I was like, okay. So then I army crawl from the bathroom floor to bed. Luckily, Mike was smart enough to put the trash can next to the side of the bed, because as soon as I got into bed, I threw up again.
Jesus.
And then I passed out.
Good for you. Love that for you.
And then I ate a cheesy gordita crunch at 7:30 in the morning the next morning that had been in the fridge all night.
Yum.
You know what? It hit the spot. It saved me a little bit. That and my Red Bull.
That's incredible. Yeah, my family does Thanksgiving a little big. Go a little crazy.
Just a tinge.
It's normally one of the only times that Zach and Kennedy comes back for, like, a holiday, though.
Right.
So.
Yeah, it was fun to see them and the dogs again, because they actually, for our listeners, they used to live in me and Mike's old apartment on the third floor. And I always, it's always the funniest thing, because me and Zach moved in on the same day. Forgot who each other were, because we had only met one time before that. And we were one of the first people there unloading stuff. And he held the door open for me, and he was going to let me go upstairs. And I walked onto the first floor, and I was like, oh, nope, I'm this way. And he goes, must be nice to be on the first floor. And I was like, I'm not the dumbass that decided to move in on the third. Later found out that was her brother.
My brother,
who also was working with my husband at that time. So good times, good times. He's fun. We did get into a fight also after you went upstairs.
I heard.
Yeah, pretty friendly for the most part.
Yeah. So. Stacy said she was very proud of Zach for not going overboard.
Yeah.
Because he normally does.
He was, for how, like, drunk he was very, like.
Yeah.
I was proud of him.
Hell yeah. Yeah. Always good.
Always a good time.
Yeah. Did you do anything else for Thanksgiving?
Yeah, I died on the couch Sunday. We both still felt like shit yesterday. Outside of that, no. We went a little bit Black Friday shopping on Friday. We had a Chili's date on Friday, actually. That was our thing. Chili's has the triple dipper, appetizer. And they have, like, the thick mozzarella.
Yeah.
So good.
Did you get the nice cheese pull?
Yeah. Hell yeah. Had that in a few I had margaritas. Mike had espresso martinis. Phenomenal.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. And that is all I did. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
That was our Thanksgiving. Okay. I thought this would be fun. What are your icks? And this does not have to be just icks about the person you're with or that you would date, but just icks in general. What gives you the absolute ick when it comes to other human beings? Let's talk some shit.
When people gum smack.
Okay, I was curious what you meant by that. And yes, I also detest mouth noises. So when I was cutting clips for TikTok, I was like, I can't stand this. And like, I'm trying so hard not to make mouth noises right now because I cannot stand them.
Yeah. Well, there's many people that I know that like hardcore chew their gum. And I can't do it.
Yeah. I have a bad habit I have a very small gap between my two front teeth on top, and I can, like, whistle through them, and it drives Mike absolutely insane. Or, like, just sucking, like, kind of through it. I've gotten way better, but he was like, I can't do that. Like, that's totally fair. And mouth noises are just disgusting in general.
I agree.
As I just made a mouth noise into the mic. Sorry for everyone at home. Whoops. Yeah, I 100% agree with you. I'd say, here's mine. And my husband does this. Nail biting.
Mm.
Mostly, again, because of the sound that it makes. That is the one thing I go 0 to 100 from so quickly.
Yeah, my kids do it, and I hate it.
Mike will do it, and I will just reach over and I'll smack his hand or his leg.
I used to nail bite. I got over that.
I was a nail ripper. Like, I got long.
I still do that.
Oh, I still do that. Not as bad, and because I have these on still, I haven't been doing it lately.
Yeah, my nails are so flimsy that I just tear them.
Yep. Yeah. It's a fun time. Yeah, nail biting is probably, like, my biggest biggest small ick. I have a lot of big icks. The first one being men in general. But
but here we are.
Married to a man. Friends with men. But random men give me the ick.
As they should.
As they should.
Yeah.
For sure.
My other big one is even, like, friends being overly possessive. And, like, I've had some friends where they don't want me to be friends with other people.
Yeah.
Because they feel like they're missing out when I'm not with them.
Yep.
And it drives me insane.
Yeah. Yes. And, like, I will fully admit, I was that friend when I was really young, because like I only had a few friends and I had a very sheltered childhood. But as soon as I got to college and I had more friends and more circles and all of that, I cherished alone time.
Yeah.
It's so nice. And two, it's like, oh yeah, everyone has their own lives. Like, from like the outside, most people would like probably find it weird like that we're as close as we are, because we do have completely different lives, but we're also almost the same person in a lot of different ways.
Yeah. Almost as in, like, I hate most people.
Yeah.
And I really only like a small group of people because they really understand who I am.
I'm yes and no for me. I'm to the point where it's like I won't put energy into places I don't feel energy back, but like I'm not as big, and I like with my job I also have to kind of like people and meet people and do all of that fun stuff.
I probably should like people with my job.
No. People are just paying you for a service.
But I have to talk to them a lot.
Right. I mean, yeah, you should like people more than you do with your job. I look at my job, and, like, my job is, like, built on establishing relationships with people.
Oh, yeah.
And money. My job deals mostly with money. But, like, that's the biggest thing that my company's culture is about. And I do like learning about people, but I like meeting people. I don't necessarily always want to be their friends afterwards, though.
Yeah, I feel that way a lot.
And the control thing, too. And, like, that's a big thing. That's a big ick for me. As someone that's had a lot of control with past relationships. And you have, too. Mm-hmm. And I think that's why we both have that on there.
Yes.
Like, nah. My parents tried to control me and keep a leash on me. It did not work in their favor.
They still try to.
Yeah. But I also live 2 hours away now, so it's...
My parents, for the most part, kind of let me do whatever.
I can see that.
They had some rules, but, I mean, like, they were easy enough to just follow. Like, don't be a fucking idiot. Don't be a bitch to your friends.
I feel like Dan specifically, because, I mean, I know both your parents fairly well. But, like, I can just picture Dan being, like, the chill, laid back, kind of fun Dan, until it came to your guys' sports. And then I feel like he probably just 180 flipped.
Yeah.
Totally different person.
You know, there were many times, so my dad's a basketball coach, or not coach, he did that, but he reffed a lot when I was in high school. Mm-hmm. And I played basketball. So him sitting in the stands,
I've heard the stories, some of them.
I've yelled at him many times because he hates when people yell at refs, and then he would do the same thing. Like my senior year, I was sitting on the bench one game, and he was yelling at the refs so bad. I turned around, and I go, shut the fuck up or get the fuck out. And he was like, okay, I guess I'm gonna shut up.
I'll sit down. I feel like he's probably just a big, I thought he coached or reffed more than that, because it seems like any sport that he either comes to your kids or that's on when we're hanging out. He just knows so much about, and he's like, they should be telling him to do this and this and this. But
coach baseball.
Yeah, okay. That makes sense, because I remember him jokingly being like, I'll coach your boys' baseball team. I was like, mm-hmm. You should, Dan.
Yeah. Andy's working on flooring.
I was just going to ask.
Our house flooded in June when we were in Mexico.
Was it June already?
Yep. Because it was when we were in Mexico. Flooded in June. We finished Maddox's bedroom and Andy's office. And everything else has just been a shit show downstairs. And he's finally over it. So he's just getting it done. Which I'm happy about. But
yeah. That was, I felt so bad, because I was the one that had to tell you guys and the Johnsons. I was like, hey, I don't have to be to work right away. Do you want me to go check your basement? And then I called, I was like, hey, your basements are flooded.
Well, I mean, there's nothing you could have done. It wasn't your fault.
No. And me and your dad tried on both of the houses, and it was kind of pointless.
We were in Mexico. Nothing we could have done.
Your house flooded. You lost your toenail.
I did.
What a trip to Mexico it was for you.
Yeah.
How is that toenail doing?
It's almost back.
Like, fully?
Yeah.
I'm so impressed.
I am so excited. I don't have to put a fake one on when we go somewhere now.
I'm so shocked you didn't actually put a fake one on for my wedding.
The only reason I didn't is because I didn't know what shoes I was going to wear.
That would make sense.
And it's almost back.
It is almost back.
Like, he painted it.
He did.
Yeah.
It looked about 2/3 probably then. Maybe a little less
Maybe.
Than that.
It's a little bit more. I can feel it.
Because you're just
it's
reaching
It's only,
down.
Like, that far from the tip.
So much for you. What a journey you went on with that toe this year. Can I explain to our audience what happened?
So we were in Mexico checking out a new resort, and I went to pull out the sofa bed, the pull-out couch, whatever you want to call it, mm-hmm. way lighter than I had expected.
Which means you were drunk.
No, I wasn't.
Oh, I was assumed you were
very
drunk.
Sober. Very sober.
Oh.
Yeah, very sober, went to pull it up and pull it out to get it ready for the boys, and I pulled the entire couch, and the whole thing went right over my toenail and ripped it off. Blood everywhere. I yelled, fuck. My two younger kids started crying.
Understandably so.
They didn't cry until they saw the blood.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I mean. Like, just because I could imagine being them and that small, and all of a sudden your mom's toe is just gushing blood.
Yeah. Maddox is sitting next to me on the floor like, oh my god, are you okay? Can I see it? Well, that's a lot of blood. Andy's freaking out. What do you need? Like, I just need a cold washcloth.
Yep.
Right the fuck now.
Right now. For the love of God, please.
Yeah. Put in my review to the people that we work for that, like, opened it. And I told them that they need to bolt those down.
Yeah. Well, this is a travel agent, by the way.
Yeah, so we were going to review a new resort.
Fun time.
Fun time. I mean, it was a great time.
It was. It looked like a fun time for you guys.
I had to walk on the outside of my foot the rest of the time, though.
Yeah, it, like, I feel like it hurt, likewise. It hurt you for a long time.
Well, that was the first night it happened.
I know, but even, like, when you came back, I feel like for months you were favoring your foot still.
Until it fell off. Until the nail came off. Because once that nail came off, the pressure was gone, And it helped a lot.
That makes sense, yeah.
It just took a little bit.
It did take a while. So yeah, back to it. We are really good at getting off topic. Really, really quick around here. I was trying to put these in the dock earlier, and then stuff was going awry at our house, and I did not get to it. But I had some in mind here. Not listening. Like, I'm actively talking, and, like, not, like, they're not paying attention, or they go on their phone. Like,
I do that to my husband sometimes.
Oh, I mean, I do it sometimes.
But I hate it.
Oh, I was going to share this story. So I am a big fan of Reddit podcasts. Never been on Reddit, but I love Two Hot Takes and Smosh's Reddit stories. And I don't remember who said the story, but the title was, "Am I the Asshole for Divorcing My Husband Over an Ick?" And at first I'm like, probably, like, it's an ick, like, and you're already married. What?
Did the ick just develop after they got married?
The ick was, it was her husband, and her brother were walking down the street in some city, and some guy hopped off of a bike and tried to, like, hold him up, like, pulled out a gun and was like, "Give me your money, your wallet, blah, blah, blah." The husband turned around and ran away at full speed, leaving his wife and her brother to just stand there with this robber. Turns out, the gun was fake, and her brother disarmed him and beat the shit out of him. And it's not as though the husband turned and ran and then looked back. He just kept running. When they called him, he was still running.
Big ol' nope from me, dog.
Yeah, I was like, okay, yeah, that's valid.
Not the asshole.
I was like, I don't think that's an ick, though. Because she was like, it gave me the ick. I'm like, is that really an ick?
You know, I feel like that's just almost, like, common sense. Like, that's just fucked up.
And he's like, I'll try better next time. You better hope there's not a next time anyways.
How many times do you plan to be held at gunpoint?
She was just like, I just couldn't look at him the same. I'm like, yeah, girl, I couldn't either.
Jesus. I'll do better next time.
I'll do better. I'm so sorry. I feel so bad. The next time I'll do better. There, you better hope there's not next time. At that point, I'm just like, yeah, go for it.
Take me.
And imagine that it did happen again and he runs again. I'd look at the arm and be like, you can put me out of my misery now.
This is the second time now. Just take me.
Just
get it over with.
Hey, can I borrow that really quickly?
Just give me the gun. We'll end it right now.
A poor Robert.
Take whatever
so
you want.
Here's my wallet. Here's the keys to the car. We're parked just down over there.
Just keep pushing the button. You'll find it.
Yep. Somewhere in the parking lot. Yeah, so I thought of that one on the way over. I was like, oh, that would be the biggest dick of my life if my husband just left me after getting held up at gunpoint.
Yeah. Some people.
My other big ick, and this is, I think, surprising as a woman, most of the time it's my ick is my husband leaving the toilet seat up. My ick is my husband, or men in general, not putting the toilet seat up. And it dribbles everywhere.
Well, yeah.
It does not happen often. But when it does.
Like, I'd rather you leave it up.
Yeah. And that's as someone who grew up in a house of boys that always left it up, and I found it annoying. And I was like, oh, this is my karma for getting so annoyed at them.
Yeah.
Growing up.
100%. I feel that.
Mm-hmm. Especially because you also only have boys in this house, except for yourself.
Yeah. And I also grew up with all boys.
That's true. I think that's probably why we get along so well. We're both the only daughters and the youngest. And what a dynamic that is in a household.
Yeah.
It's awful.
I mean, I got spoiled a little bit more, but like...
A little? I don't know if it was enough to make up for it, though.
I don't think so either.
No.
I think my brothers would say it would be.
Of course they would. My brothers say it all the time.
Definitely. I don't think so.
No. And, like, I don't know, well, you had said your parents were very relaxed, but, like, my parents, it got stricter as, like, the youngest came up because of the stupid things that your older brothers do.
I mean, I came after Zach, so, and they somehow still trusted me.
Zach is just special like that, though.
He did some dumb shit.
You're telling me Ryan didn't?
Not really.
That's actually maybe like so surprising.
Once or twice. But Zach did dumb shit.
I mean, Zach still does dumb shit.
That's true.
But like, Ryan just comes off as like a shithead high schooler.
No.
Maybe he just is now compared to back then. As he's the oldest brother.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, he was into sports and stuff, so he didn't want to ruin that.
He is a big sports guy.
Yeah.
Like, huge. Like, he'll try to start a conversation with me about sports, and I'm like, I can't. I just cannot.
Yeah, no, I don't engage in them. And I know sports, like, a lot about sports.
You know so much about sports.
But I can't. He goes too far. Drives me nuts.
He's so serious about him, too.
Yeah.
That is a nick of mine, talking about sports all the time. And I work with mostly men. And, like, they're all, like, major sports fanatic. My boss has a podcast dedicated to South Dakota State University's sports.
Ew.
Sorry, Phil. If you like sports, go listen to the Hair Razor podcast. I've been told it's really good. Sorry, I haven't listened yet. But, like, so, yeah, when we go out to lunch, like, as a group, it's nonstop sports talk.
Yeah.
So I normally try to have one of the gals go with. Be like, save me. Help me. There's only so much of this I can take.
Yeah. You know, I'm just glad with that.
Yeah.
I mean, we talk about hockey a lot.
Hockey's great, though.
Yeah.
Hockey is the best sport. One of the best sports out there.
Yeah.
I'm very partial to rugby myself.
Yeah.
Which is now gaining, like, a lot of traction after the Olympian Ilona Mayer went on the I just butchered her last name. She was on Dancing with the Stars.
Because
she became so popular at the Olympics. And now she just signed a contract with a big British team.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so I will be trying to watch more rugby now. Because it's, like, actually broadcasting in more places, which is really cool. I played rugby in college, and that was the only sport I ever played in my life.
That's awesome. Mm.
Yeah, looking forward to that. Any other X words?
I don't think so. Not off the top of my head, anyways.
We will probably be back on the subject eventually again.
Yeah. Hopefully, when we're both feeling a little bit better.
Yeah. Yeah, this is a struggle for us, guys. And it might be next week, too.
Nah. We'll be good.
I mean, I am not. I plan on letting Drunk Mike come out for the night, so.
I love that for everybody.
We should get Mike drunk and bring him on a podcast sometime.
Whiskey drunk.
Whiskey drunk. Shanky's whip drunk.
Feisty Mike.
Feisty toddler Mike.
Yes.
Like, I have to speak. This always sounds bad when I say it, but he's the best drunk person I know.
Yeah.
He doesn't cry. He doesn't get mad. I really do sound like I'm talking about a toddler right now. But he's just funny and goofy and does, like, the stupidest little things that, like, everyone finds hilarious. Drunk Mike is, like, amazing.
Literally, that's all I wanted for my 31st birthday.
Not her best friend getting drunk.
Yeah, no.
Her best friend's husband.
Yeah.
And drunk. Honestly, I respected it so hard.
Drunk Mike is great.
He really is. And he's really easy to take care of, too. You get him Taco Bell and you put him in bed and he's golden.
Toddler.
Toddler. He's big toddler energy when he's drunk.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll get some clips this weekend. Put on the TikTok for everyone else to enjoy as well. Yes. But we are having our Friendsgiving this weekend. So.
Yeah.
The livers are hurting.
It'll be all right. We'll make it.
And then we'll have New Year's Eve after that. Coming up here soon. And then I'm doing dry January.
I'm not. I have kids.
Okay, I'm going to attempt it. I don't know how well I will do, but we're going to see. So, yeah. All right. Well, I think that's it for episode 2.
Yeah. Again, if you guys have any recommendations or anything, let us know.
Yeah, don't forget to subscribe. YouTube, Spotify, Apple Music, we're on all of the major platforms. Go give us a subscribe, a like, a comment. We love to hear from you. And follow us on TikTok and on Instagram. I will have them linked on here as well. So. Okay.
All right. Cheers, guys.